B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Make the hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Yes, sir.
From now on,
why did everybody wish him happy birthday when he's dead? Like, it was his birthday the other day. He's chairman of the board. Coolest dude alive.
Someone died today, so it's gonna cast a pall on your birthday. Do you want to know or not?
Today?
Someone just died.
Who?
Danny Aiello.
Shut up. Another good mobster guy.
Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Is Loretta home?
My mother, she's... Did his mother die yet?
My mother is on her deathbed. How was the flight? The stewardesses were very nice. My mother is slipping away.
See, comes in with two big suitcases, those square ones. Like, what'd you put in there? Who travels with those suitcases?
Oh, I must ask for that back.
He's done a lot of good mob movies. Big dummy.
He's in Godfather, for crying out loud.
I know.
Okay, I want to play you something here.
Never saw it, did you?
No.
Moonstruck.
You never saw Moonstruck?
No.
We should all get together tonight and watch it.
Yep. Nope. So's busy. This was on Daniel Jeremiah's Move the Sticks podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky Brooks was his guest. Any level of familiarity?
I think he's actually a co-host of that podcast.
Bucky
but
Brooks?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
He works for the NFL too, yeah.
Okay. Bucky Brooks, you got any thoughts on him, Zo?
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is making me laugh already.
What?
This is a birthday present from Jim.
Oh.
Is what it is. It's some sound of Bucky Brooks on a podcast talking about the quarterback situation in New England. A couple of clips about Brady and where things are headed here in the coming months, and how maybe the Patriots could have approached it differently over the last few years. Here's clip number one.
Looking at all the factors, A, was it the right move, and B, how would history be different if they had actually traded Brady instead of Garoppolo?
How do you like the topic to begin with? Discussing whether or not Brady should have been traded instead
Daniel Jeremiah
of Garoppolo.
Said a front office executive asked him this question. That's why he brought it up.
Okay. Well, they made the right decision. He's been to three Super Bowls since decision.
And one.
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Since his departure.
Yep. And three for 505 and
a loss. Yeah, it's two, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
they've been to two, 1-1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're 1-1
yep.
In two Super Bowls since he was traded.
Mm-hmm. And you're the number two seed right now. Yes, continue.
Okay.
That is a really good one. So here's how history would be different. I think the Patriots still win the Super Bowls that they won because I think that the team was good enough. And even though Tom Brady came back in epic fashion to win the game against Atlanta, I think Jimmy Garoppolo would have been well positioned to be able to orchestrate something similar. I think the difference is...
Now, 18 down? Really?
Jimmy Garoppolo
would bring you back from 18 down.
But he was on the roster still in the game against Atlanta.
You all right over there?
Which means he really likes Garoppolo.
They would have traded Brady prior to that season?
I think he just got the years wrong. But the love of Garoppolo doesn't mean he thinks he could come back from 28-3.
Yeah, he thinks that had Garoppolo been the quarterback, they still would have come back. Okay, go on.
The 10-3 version of the Patriots that we're seeing now would be a better and more dynamic offense. It would be better and more dynamic because Jimmy Garoppolo has arm talent and he has more athleticism right now than Tom Brady. And so as dysfunctional as the offensive weapons are, they don't have consistent ability to separate. They don't have a big play guy that you can really count on. I do believe Jimmy Garoppolo's improvisational skills, his scrambling ability would generate more big plays in that offense than they're currently generating right now with Tom Brady.
Well, I'd love for you to give these two tight ends to Jimmy right now. We'll take George Kittle. Okay. We'll take Kittle. Give me Sanders. Give me Deebo Samuel. Give me those guys. Yeah. Give me those two back. Give me those three backs that can run. Yeah.
Things always work out well for Jimmy G when he starts scrambling, running out of the pocket and heading for the sideline.
That is.
Things never go badly for him.
That's usually where he turns it over. That's what's funny, because when Jimmy's back foot hits and that ball's gone, that's when Jimmy's at his best.
Bucky's not done. More from Bucky.
Bucky doesn't watch games. Jesus.
Former scout.
Former scout, you know.
He sounds good.
Former player. Played 5 years in the league.
Yeah, got good intel.
Kick returner.
The whole Tom Brady thing leads me to something that I've heard Tony La Russa, longtime manager, Hall of Fame manager, say. It is better to get rid of a player a year too early than a year too late.
I've never heard that.
And you do wonder if Bill Belichick looks out on the field and says, you know what, we probably should have moved on from Tom Brady last year, or maybe even the year before, rather than having to kind of scratch and claw and fight our way through an offense that's led by a quarterback that is in severe decline.
That's funny. Oh, severe decline now.
He caught it. I was waiting to see if he'd catch it at the
severe
end.
Severe decline.
Yeah, he's in severe decline now.
Go function in this offense with this crew. What's interesting there is Tony La Russa, who's a good friend of Bill Belichick. Was at his last Bill Belichick Foundation sit down. It says, better get rid of a player. Brave Vrabel said that. Yeah, Bill knows when to get rid of guys. They've all said that. Brewski, all of them. Bill gets rid of you before you're better get rid of the player, you know, before it's too late. Yeah. This guy's one outlier. This is one guy to beat time. So.
Bucky Brooks is the one outlier. People are afraid to do this about Brady because they've been burned so many times before. The national media is so walking on eggshells right now. They're trying to tiptoe around it, but they won't go there.
Well, I think studio
because they're afraid they're
like,
going to get they're
like
going to get shoved in their face.
Max Kellerman,
Bucky Brooks,
Max Kellerman, and Rob Parker are just shock guys. Brooks is actually a football guy. You know, he's one of the first ones to say severe decline.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. Because I don't even know his the point where he looks foolish is the Garoppolo point.
Garoppolo would have led them back from 28-3.
Jimmy would not have won last year with Garoppolo with a blown out knee because he can't know he doesn't know how to run.
Right. Jimmy Garoppolo gets in trouble when
he starts to
improvise. Jimmy Garoppolo in a tight compact formation when all his mechanics are is a damn good quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo off the play fake, back foot hits, ball's gone, threads the needle. Jimmy Garoppolo outside the pocket on a run is not good. That's where it's almost like he's not watching the right games. I'm not talking about Brady.
It's led by a quarterback that is in severe decline.
Just looking at Bucky Brooks' career history, I mean, with being a member of any of the following teams, maybe prejudice you against the Patriots, Bills, Packers, Jaguars, Chiefs, or Raiders. If you spend time with any of those organizations, might you, I don't know, not think highly of the Patriots just in general? Unbelievable. That is something else, boy.
Severe decline.
Get Jimmy. Well,
has anyone seen
that's
anything
not like
that
a hot take show, by the way?
Severe decline.
Manning was in severe decline when they won. We knew that.
Yeah, his body was falling apart.
He couldn't throw. Paint cans. Ball wobbled. End over end.
With this offensive line, Garoppolo might not last two quarters.
Well, that's just it.
Garoppolo would get killed. Garoppolo won't throw the ball away at the feet like Brady takes the dead play.
But again, he said, oh, this 10-3 team be so much better with Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's an improviser.
We have Read and React coming up at 11:36. Let's take a quick diversion and comment on the Celtics, who had a game last night. Tight game with Philadelphia. Want to touch on that quickly? We'll get back to your calls as well next.
Tatum inbounds to Hayward. Diagonal kick out. Kemba Walker. His three blocked by Tybalt. Tobias Harris will dribble out the clock. And the Celtics put a scare into them late. But the Sixers get the signature win they wanted and needed in the spotlight game. And the Celtics suffer their first defeat on their home floor.
You know, we just have to learn how to win. We have a lot of lapses, you know, during these games. You know, we have stretches where we're playing super well. And then we have lapses, and we just have times where we're just like, it's bad. You know, it just looks really bad. So we just have to just tone that down a little bit.
veteran speaking, right?
It's Kemba Walker last night after the Celtics lose 115-109 at home to the 76ers.
He's putting it on the kids.
You alarmed by that game last night?
No. Marcus Smart.
I wouldn't say I'm alarmed. I would just say it reiterates what we thought about this team. And it proves something. That they need a big that can actually defend. Because last night they got strong offensive performances from both Cantor and Tice. And it didn't make a difference.
And you need Marcus Smart to help you defend. Like Marcus Smart is a key factor to the way you play defense and the energy that your team plays with. And I just say that real quick. And I love Kemba Walker, obviously. But it sounds like, you know, if that was coming out of Kyrie's mouth this time last year, people would be crushing him.
I just think last night,
we don't know how to win.
You saw in full display that this team's shortcomings are going to impact its ceiling. And not having a quality big is going to hurt this team if they don't make a trade before the playoffs.
But you're going to like the team. It's going to be a likable team, fun team to watch.
Well,
and all
love
that,
it. Yes.
But to your point,
it's a reality check.
Last night's a reality check type of game.
It's like, hey, it's what you are.
You should have seen the ceiling on display last night, is what you should have seen. And that's
how
I feel about that
team. That team you lost to has immense talent.
They fight like hell. And
never play together. But
what Kemba Walker referenced in his comments after the game, the fact that he loves this group, he loves that they don't quit. He said, we need to learn how to win. I don't know. I don't look at last night's game and say that you guys didn't try hard enough or, you know, that there was any sort of lack of effort or there was, you know, a lot of mistakes that they made. I don't feel that way about it. I don't feel that way about the loss for them. So I think last night was sort of a reality check game for the Celtics. You're seeing it. Even when you do get the offensive output that you want from Cantor and Tice, Cantor had 20 points. 10 of 13 from the field. Good night for him. But they can't keep up with Philadelphia, and I don't think that they could keep up with them right now in a series. How do you think a seven-game series with them looks like right now?
Probably losing six.
Yeah, it'd be competitive. It wouldn't be any sort of lopsided
thing,
but I don't think
you're
winning
the
series.
Right. Philly's got its lapses too, though. But, you know, but who's going to defend Embiid in that series? Like a long series like that. That's your problem.
And Al didn't play last night. They didn't need him.
He didn't get booed.
I hope
he didn't get booed.
No, I don't believe he did.
That was a big topic all week, right?
What, did he?
Got a standing ovation. Good guy, right? But he had to get out of here before you can make moves, though, too. So he wanted out, too. So let's not forget that. He didn't want to come back.
He went to a better team.
Yeah. Want to win.
Better team, more money.
I was going to say, don't forget the obscene amount of money he got, too.
I get to play for the better team and get a boatload more money? Sure. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I don't blame him at all for leaving.
Weird little victory lap you're taking here, Zoe.
The state of facts, Jim.
Okay.
I mean, went through this all summer.
How was it a victory that he chose to leave? Like, that's how somehow an indictment of him as a player?
Well, the way that people feel like, he can't boo that guy. I mean, that guy left.
He's a class act.
Yeah. Okay. It's good. Just remember that when other guys do that.
Was he a child? Like,
I think Kemba Walker, though, says they need to learn how to win because he literally needs to learn how to win. He hasn't won yet.
Kemba?
Yes.
What has he ever won?
Nothing. That's what he's saying. They need to learn how to win. Like, I think he's including. He says we.
Oh.
He's not saying these guys need to learn how to win.
He's saying down.
We need to learn how to win. Like, those guys have made it further than him in the NBA playoffs. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have made it further than Kemba Walker in the NBA playoffs.
True.
That's right.
All true. So you're not counting Kemba's win at UConn as part of his
winning?
No. Okay. I'm just asking. Double checking. 617-779-0985. Flynn is in the North End. Hey, Flynn.
Hey.
Hey, Flynny.
Yeah, how are you? I got a statement to make, if you don't mind.
Well, hold on. Ready?
It sounds like a bit.
Well, I'll have your PR guy send it over. And
let's go. Well, state it.
I think...
his eyes are closed.
Belichick and Kraft
it's going well
closer,
so far.
A lot closer to each other than they are to young Brady. I think Belichick wants all the glory for himself. He sees himself as the man in the iron mask. It's a sibling rivalry thing, and I think they're trying to force Brady out. I don't know why you can't see this. I know you're smart men and know a lot more about sports than I do, But you don't want to lose your booth pass, or you don't want to lose your pass to the press conference, et cetera. You got me up. So, yeah. They took away Brady's tools, and Amendola had to take a pay cut to play the last season.
So he got a raise to leave. He got $6 million a year to leave.
Okay, well, so what they're doing now is all an effort to get Brady to quit?
I think so. Or get, he's going to be injured. He and Edelman, they can't do it alone. There's only two of them.
There's only two of them, right. He can't catch it and throw it, you know. It's like the wife said.
You're going to lose your booth pass if you say otherwise.
I don't think you use the booth pass.
I don't discount the notion that Belichick, somewhere in his mind, likes the idea of winning with a different crew or a different way. I mean, I'm not saying he's bored in any way, but they've been doing it essentially with the same guy and the same way in the same place for 20 years.
You can fantasize about
what it would be like, but at the end of the day, what does Belichick want? Same thing that Brady wants, same thing that Robert Kraft wants, same thing that just wins.
Well, he knew
more hardware.
If the decision is solely up to Bill at the end of the season, his and his alone with no other input.
Yep.
What does he choose? Keep Brady or go in a different direction?
I'd say keep, because I don't think you have a plan right now. I find it hard to believe that Stidham's the plan. Like, you're going to go from Tom to Stidham. That's no offense to Stidham. Because at least we started to see Garoppolo after 4 years.
See the hesitation here with Hardy?
Give me Stidham. Maybe it's
a long pause here,
maybe it's different for Stidham.
Wait for your answer.
If you look at Stidham 4 years in and you get a little sampling of, he could play in a real game.
Well, I want to answer it, but I have to put myself in Belichick's position and say, how much longer am I going to coach this team? Am I going to coach it one more year? Fine, I'll take Tom. Am I going to coach it for 5 more years?
I think one and done is gone. I think Bill, based on some recent comments, be watching that Alabama-Auburn game for a couple years now. Don Shula's record is now in his sights. Why are you going to get out now? 4 years.
Yeah, I'm with Zoe on that part, which is why I think he picked someone else.
Someone else? What if he goes?
I don't think he believes he has 5 years left with Brady.
Bill knows he needs to hit 10 a year. 10 or 11 a year.
He knows that he needs to get someone who is closer to their prime, if you will.
But he also knows McCourty's aging. You're going to have to make a decision on Van Noy. Hightower's aging.
All right. I mean, we're just talking about quarterback.
I know that, but Bill's building.
Who's he on his quarterback?
What are you going to just keep the next guy and win with this defense? How much more can his defense stay together and win?
Doesn't have to. Maybe he's thinking about 2022 and 23 and 24
as
having a quarterback who's had a couple of years of development and then is ready to play at a high level. That's how a great coach probably looks at it. I need a couple of years to get this guy to where I want him to be. You got to take that time at some point. The franchise is going to have to do it at some point. Do you want to do that with Bill, or do you want to wait for the next guy to do it?
That's how many games he expects to win per year.
The team would be better. I mean, in the long run, the team would be better with Bill making that call and choosing the next guy and having him develop the next guy. Problem is that it's interfering with Brady's timeline. Read and React is coming your way next.
Ooh, like that.
It's time to read.
I'm doing it live read.
And react. With Solak and Bertrand.
Oh my God, spit my side of my cheek.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I'm due for one of those cheek biting things. It's healed up nicely.
Oh, it's healed up nicely.
It's like you can feel a little of that extra skin there. I'm due for one, though. Happens like every third month.
Has it been 2 months since you bit your cheek?
It's been a while.
All right. Well, every Friday, every Monday, Jim and T-Bone put together a list of things for us.
Boy, are we lucky.
To react to, gentlemen. So let's begin. Read and react.
Read.
This one is so long.
React.
Okay. All right. Ravens beat the Jets 42-21 last night.
Yes,
Tom Brady sent out a tweet about Lamar Jackson during the game. Lamar Jackson was asked about it post-game.
Tom Brady tweeted during the game and said he would like to have a 40-yard dash on grass, but you would have to be on rollerblades.
He probably going to win that race. Rollerblades on grass?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm going to see what I can do. Tom still got a little bit in him. I seen him.
A little mutual admiration society going on there, huh?
He's got an Ice Cube's hunk. Got a little bit of that in him for Friday. I got some gas. You know, don't want to be eating all those burritos.
40-yard dash on natural grass, but he has to wear rollerblades.
Cheesy tweet. Rollerblades? Doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
Ski boots. Ski boots make sense.
Snowshoes.
Ski boots.
I like ski boots.
High heels.
I think I'm still taking Lamar Jackson in that race in ski boots, though.
Are you, Jim?
You know what, Jim?
Jim, you ever ski?
Yes.
Okay. I could just see you pointing yourself and going straight down a hill with no turns. And you're going to hit that wall soon.
I can ski fine. I just can't stop.
I bet Jim is a great skier, like every other athletic endeavor.
I disagree.
I get going good. I can stay on my feet, just get to the bottom of the hill. I have to just bail.
We got to do a ski trip. We should do a ski trip.
How's that other trip you're setting up for?
Yeah,
it's not good.
Exactly where my mind went.
Yeah. It's not happening.
The Celtics are back at home court Friday night to face the Denver Nuggets.
What a game. What a freaking idiot.
One thing to do. Hold on. We better not find out that Zoe got the trip and is using it
on his own. Yeah. You know it's not happening.
With him and his wife.
No, I've told you.
Kids. You better not do one of
those. People
change.
Everything's changed there. It's changed.
I know that things have changed.
Yeah.
Like, who are these people?
Talking about
change. They don't even know who we are.
Things ain't changed all that much.
Shameful.
No, they have.
Browns play the Cardinals. Kyler Murray faces his former college teammate, Baker Mayfield. Murray asked about Mayfield. Here's what he had to say.
Did you learn anything from him in the years?
I learned what not to do.
Did you?
That's a shot.
Is that right?
A little shot.
You learned that from him?
No, I mean, I always got to sit back and just watch, and it was, you know, I'd give him stuff for it in the behind the scenes, and we all would, but to the public, you know, obviously he's kind of a, you know, rebellious guy. But
jackass.
He's a
tool.
Hey, a bit of a jackass.
Public, he comes off as a bit of a jag, but...
He's a great dude. I look forward to playing against him on Sunday.
How much of watching him do things that you, you know, you said you learned what not to do, how much that kind of helps you prepare for this?
I mean, we're obviously a little different in those aspects, but you know, I would never do this, some of the stuff that he's done. But that's my point.
I'd never be the guy he is.
That'll never be me.
Baker? No way.
Don't you ever think about it.
Don't you even think it.
Breathe. Would be wipes in there, Jim?
Jesus, Beetle.
It's everywhere.
That's a tough start to the show that day.
That was.
Tough start.
Absolutely was.
Saints play the Colts on Monday night. Sean Payton.
What are you doing? He went to get some meat?
Well, he's got a coach's show.
Yeah.
You know, Bill does. He does a show. This week, talking about getting criticism from Saints fans when he's out in public.
I understand fans asking questions about...
It's a phone-in coach's show.
That's a good one.
I got the guy at Rouse or at frickin' Whole Foods asking me about the 2-point play. I looked at him, got from the meat section. I said, "Hey, your steaks don't look too good right now. Worry about your frickin' your meat." Drive me crazy.
Sean Payton later clarified at his press conference that he had walked. Oh, you have that piece too.
Oh, good.
It's great. This is actually really good.
Yeah, he went into more depth. This was during a conference call. When he kind of explained things.
You know, on Sunday after a game, I'm going to, you know, pick up some food for dinner. I really don't want to hear about, you know, a 2-point play call. Or, I mean, it just, anyway, got under my skin. I circled my cart back around and kind of called him out.
Wow.
So that was an actual quote and not just I was thinking this. You actually said it. No, it happened. And I was actually shopping for my dinner at Whole Foods. And people were like, oh, he actually shops for his dinner. Yeah, I shop for my dinner. And go down the aisle with an aisle cart like everyone else.
Stars, they're just like us.
They are. Look at him out there. Probably had his
well,
coat.
No,
probably
I mean, he shops at Whole Foods.
Probably
so one of me. Like do in my house. Can't afford Whole Foods.
Do you have a stupid visor on?
What time does Whole Foods close on a football Sunday?
At 10?
He's there after the game getting dinner?
What time?
1 o'clock. It was 1 o'clock game,
1 o'clock game. Game's over at 4.
He's out there by 5:30.
He's going to Whole Foods after a game to get dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody else finds that bizarre?
He's divorced.
Did you say he's divorced?
I found it.
I think he's divorced.
You know
what,
Jim? I did pick up on that. Like, after a game, like, you want to go shopping? Like, you've been at the stadium on a game day for how long is the head coach at the stadium on a game day?
They feed you, too, there. I mean, you got all your food there.
Right, but how long is he there for?
He's running in to pick up a steak.
How long? Minimum 10 hours, 12
hours. 10 hours.
12 hours.
You want to stop at Whole Foods on the way home and then cook dinner?
Would you get less than 15 items so you could check out quickly?
Here's a question I have.
I love how he said he took the cart and then circled back.
He said elsewhere, too, that he made it all the way down to, like, the produce section or the dairy section or something he was saying. And then he thought about it and was pissed and turned around and went back to the meat counter.
Makes me like
and was
Pete
like,
more.
You know what?
Makes me like Pete
Which,
more.
By the way, he said it was good that him and the guy talked and it was all good. He
goes, yeah. No, it was fine. Time?
He said, but, like, the fact that someone's going to ask you why you went for two, the game just happened. What? The guy's a jerk for bringing
Chirping
it up.
Him.
It just happened.
Right.
Like, hey, coach, what happened there? Why'd you go for two today?
Yeah, but it took him 20 minutes and three more aisles and two departments to come up with that zinger. It's like Costanza. Oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you. What? Who are you? Oh, yeah, Peyton. Right, 2 point. What? Okay.
What the hell are you doing after a game?
Do you understand bullshit?
React.
Sean Payton understands it.
You listen to me now. You need to check it now. You need to check yourself. I don't feel like playing no grab ass with you today.
That's right.
Boy, you check yourself.
So I used to run into Matt Patricia in the supermarket all the time.
He always pulls his hat down, like covert operation. Like,
they always used to do their food shopping at the same time.
Tissue out.
Patricia.
Yep, Big Y and Franklin.
Nice.
Loves Big Y. We got Sam the Butcher down there. He's nice to us.
You have a nice visit? Y'all have a nice visit when you see him?
You listen to
him. You have charcuterie there, from what I hear.
Charcuterie.
All right, Chargers play the Vikings this week. On Sunday, last week, the Jaguars defensive end, Yannick Ngakoue, he was mic'd up. And this interaction with Philip Rivers was released.
He's got a 90-yard touchdown! 90!
Is that Zoe? Who is this?
He's got a 90-yard touchdown! 90-yard touchdown!
Hey, Sam T, you see how he's talking, bro? Stay humble, bro.
But you know he's right.
Stay humble, bro.
I'm just saying, I should be excited.
Yeah, but don't do that by my ear. Don't do it by my ear.
I will do it by my ear. I will do it by my ear.
No.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
That's what I do.
Philip Rivers is trash talker.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty great.
Love it.
I'm not against that.
I love
don't
how he calls
it near my ear.
17.
Shut
too.
Up.
Hey, 17. I like both these guys.
Hey, 17. You see how he's talking, bro? Stay humble, bro.
But you know he's right.
Stay humble, bro.
I'm just saying, I should be excited.
Yeah, but don't do that by my ear. Don't do it by my ear.
I will do it by my ear. I will do it by my ear.
No.
Hey,
that's what I do.
What's up?
That's what I do.
I will do it. Watch what I do.
I do it right in your ear. Right in your ear. 90-yard touchdown.
I got 19 kids. I got a lot of yelling to do. I yell all day.
Yeah, the best part was
he don't want to go home. He want to have fun at work.
Yeah,
I stay here.
The best part was is that he had been helped up. Rivers took a hit on the play, and he'd been helped up. And then he starts trash talking the guy who just helped him up.
And the ref told him, shut the F up and go play.
I will do it in your ear. Because I want to.
I will so even.
Breathe.
Outside you hear the dings and kids all call your name. Daddy.
React.
We haven't played that whole song yet.
We have, but we can play it again for you if you forget.
Yeah.
Okay. That we can do today. Also, we got to do this. Your next chance to win in the Scotty's Kickoff Kit giveaway. That means four tickets, four on-field passes, pro shop gift card, and a chance for your kid to go pick up the tee after the kickoff.
Yep.
Yeah, we're giving that away for the Buffalo game. We're going to do it right after this.
Nice.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
You don't have Fred the Christmas donkey? Merry Christmas to the Italians.
Caller 16, right now, to the Pride Motor Group contest line. We'll have their child, age 6 to 16, chosen to be Scotty's kickoff kid and receive a four-pack of tickets against Buffalo December 21st. That includes four on-field passes, a Patriots Pro Shop gift card.
All right.
And an autographed football from Steven Goskowski. The biggest thing here and the biggest draw is probably being on the field, of course, being at the game, but also your child age 6 to 16 picking up the tee after the kickoff.
Nice.
You must be from New England to win. You must have a child between 6 and 16. Yeah. No travel provided. All of this provided by Scotty's, the official tissue of the New England Patriots. Caller 16 right now. Get on board.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, you
good
like
gift.
That.
We'll get to that winner coming up in just a couple of minutes. 617-779-0985. In the meantime, why don't we go to George, who's in Methuen. Go ahead, George.
What's up, So?
Hi, George.
I just think it's crazy because he said that Jimmy has all these great weapons now. Oh, give me sample. But in the beginning, week one, you said that Jimmy didn't have weapons. They weren't going to do that good because he didn't have weapons. We got to give Jimmy a little bit of more credit. And you guys always say that Brady never had weapons, and now all of a sudden he doesn't have weapons, and he's struggling. He's just not playing. The last 8 weeks, he hasn't been playing the same as the first 5 weeks. That's all. To me, that's how I see it.
I don't know what we're accused of there. Does he have
discrediting weapons? Jimmy's weapons at the beginning of the year because he really didn't have big-name receivers. They ended up trading for Manny Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody understood how good George Kittle is. George Kittle's the best tight end in football.
He's got a great tight end.
Yeah. Have a tight end.
Does he have great weapons, though? I mean, does he have, not compared to the Patriots, compared to the rest of football?
He has good weapons.
Yeah, I don't know about
great.
That.
They're good weapons. Oh, yeah. Those guys could catch.
Like, good enough.
Yeah. They could catch and run. It's on.
It's not like that team is stacked offensively. Like, they've put all these great players around Garoppolo to make him great. He's played well. You got to give that guy credit. They're not in the market trading for Manny Sanders.
He's not Matt Ryan. I know that, where you have to hold his hand and baby him.
Right. He certainly doesn't have Julio Jones.
Right.
Or, you know, Calvin Ridley or what he's got there. Or over the years, Roddy White was there. Yep. I mean,
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. Exactly.
Yeah, he's had to have all world people around.
It's not one of those situations. Andrew is in Milton. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't know. So I'm just going to change gears here a little bit. So after watching the Celtics last night, just get, you know, lose to the Sixers. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like between Smart, Tatum, and Brown's emergence, I sort of feel like Hayward's skill set is sort of redundant involved there. And he takes up a bunch of money. And, you know, Embiid had like 38 points last night. So in my opinion, why not try and dump Hayward for like a Steven Adams or a Tristan Thompson or something? Because in the playoffs, they're going to need somebody who can contain Giannis and Embiid.
I totally agree with you on the need. I don't know if Gordon Hayward is what's going to get it done, though. Because if you're trading with a team, what's going to make them say,
we'll give away a good big guy for a guy but we don't really truly know how he fits here.
Well, most teams want young talent. They don't
if
want...
people think he's going to opt out after the year, then that's a reason they would trade for him, his expiring contract, for a guy that's got multiple years left.
That's true. Yeah.
That's the big question, though, is they need a big guy. Everyone knows they need a big guy. Who do you want to give up for him?
Right.
That's a hard question to answer because you're not giving up Kemba and you're not giving up Tatum.
No, you're not giving up Brown, not giving up Smart.
If the quality of the big man's good enough, maybe you consider it on Brown. Maybe.
No.
But this is what we're going to be talking about because this is their need, and I thought it was on full display last night.
One of the best contracts to trade is Smart, and if you want to make a deep playoff run, you don't want to give up that guy either.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that. Brandon's in Boston. He's got some possible trade targets as well. Hey, Brandon.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. Good show, by the way. So these are two names I want to throw out there and see how you feel. Now, a guy that's rebuilding himself right now, and he's putting up some stats. I put out Hassan Whiteside. You know,
you love him. You've called us before about him. You love him.
And check this out. Last night against the Nuggets, 33 points, 4 blocks, 2 assists, 11 rebounds. And check this out, 100%, which is, I don't understand this, but 100% is 3-point shots. His free throws are 76. His field goals are 72 from the floor. And another guy is Blake Griffin. He'll get to that 20-plus player again, but he's 17 points. He's 4.8 rebounds, 3 assists. He's 39 from the field goal, but that will get better as he goes on. So I feel like you can trade Hayward and Marcus Smart with Blake Griffin and probably get Luke Kennard to sweeten that deal up. And I don't know who we're going to get for Hassan Whiteside, but we're in trouble. Because if you're looking at Carson Edwards and Grant Williams and with Romeo Langford and Semi Ojeleye and the French guy and then Cantor as your bench, we're in trouble.
I think you are in trouble in the playoffs. I don't think you're in trouble yet. I think we all sort of recognize that it's not about the regular season. They're going to win plenty of games in the regular season.
Well, the goal this year is to be a likable team that Boston likes and wants to root for.
Are you saying that mockingly? Or
no, that's what we were told. Seriously.
Continuing his victory lap here today.
Well, no, but they lost a
game at home.
I asked you if that's your genuine take.
You give up the
bona fide
superstars to get back the lovable team that Jimmy used to like.
I just asked you if it was your take, though, and you were like, well, that's what we've been told. Which would lead me to believe that you're mocking what we've been told.
So, can I share something?
Which you should, by the way. Yeah. That shouldn't be what you're all about.
This is why we like Kyrie.
You just want to be likable again. Stop it. You should want to win. That's why you do this thing.
You got to be likable first.
Can I share something, though?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
They wouldn't be better with Kyrie on this team.
I don't disagree with that. I do not disagree with that.
So, you have some growing pains here.
This current team with Kyrie didn't work. You got to be more flexible. You got to change the group to fit Kyrie. let's go to our winner in the Scotty's Kickoff Kid Contest.
Who is it?
Nice.
It is Jim from Rhode Island. Really? From Rhode Island?
Is it D-Jim?
Hey, Jim, congratulations. Hey. You won the Scotty's Kickoff Kid for the Buffalo game.
I'm psyched, man. What's going on?
All righty. Are you Australian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you sounded Australian there for a second. I'm psyched, man.
No.
Okay, man.
That's terrific.
Who are you taking the game?
My wife and my daughter. She's 15, and then probably one of her friends.
Nice.
That sounds like a good day. That sounds like fun. Nice. Right before the holiday. That's good. Like that.
Congratulations.
Good time.
Well, congratulations, Jim. We just want to congratulate you, and maybe we'll see you at the game.
All right, guys. I'm psyched. Thanks.
All right, Jim. Jim from Rhode Island, our winner today in the Scotty's Kickoff Kid giveaway. Incredible prize.
Thank God it wasn't crazy Jim from Rhode Island. Hey, how you guys doing? You know? Yeah, the one that always had the weird take. Jim knows what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Jim
from Rhode Island. Yeah, that guy. That Jim from Rhode Island. Phil Perry is standing by. He looks ready to go. Sorta. How you doing, Phil? Yeah. Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, will be in our studio right after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.